It is time for sports and time to bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Well, I want you to know that the Philadelphia Flyers mascot, known as Gritty, has been cleared of assault charges.
That made my day.
Have you ever seen pictures of Gritty?
Yeah.
It's the ugliest thing in the world. But anyways, he was accused of punching a 13. I've been following this for about a month and a half. He was accused of punching a 13-year-old boy in the back at a season ticket holder event. And the police, and this is a long investigation, an investigation which had been completed and is no longer active determined that the actions of the individual portraying the Flyers mascot did not constitute physical assault. There you go.
Well, what did the 13-year-old do to provoke it?
No, you don't know. There was a photo shoot, and I guess he's a grumpy mascot as it is. So it doesn't say really what happened. Just that somehow he got jostled.
Well, I think like when these mascots go around, rinks and whatever.
No, you're right. They allege that the kid patted the mascot on the head really hard. Gritty got up from his chair and ran, and they said they punched his son as hard as he could.
Well, that's the thing now. Like, when you see one of these kids, like, grabbing them and smacking them in the head and pulling their tails or whatever, they should be escorted out of the building because physical abuse is not part of the job when you're a mascot.
Unless you do it to yourself. That's right. You're right.
So, I mean, you can only take so much as a person. That isn't a mascot. It's a person under there. When you got these kids abusing you and kicking you and grabbing you and whatever, if you're not going to do anything to get rid of the kids, sometimes you got to take it into your own hands. And there's cameras all over the place, so maybe little Johnny deserved a little bop in the head.
I don't know, but I've been following it to see the conclusion I just saw.
Yeah,
this
I've morning. Heard about it.
All right. So now, is there anything else to talk about in sports?
Yes.
Go.
The UConn women will not win a championship this year. They got smacked at home by Oregon last night.
Second smacking this year, yep.
Almost 20-point loss at home to Oregon. And Oregon was ranked 3, and Connecticut was ranked 4th yesterday. I think that's going to change a little bit.
Yep, they're going to have a year where they go like 25-5, and that's considered a disaster.
That could be their worst year in about 30 years.
Ever. Oh, gosh. Well, you know, hey, if the Patriots can't make the playoffs, I can't make the Super Bowl, then the UConn women can have an off year.
What was the last? They haven't won a championship in a while, have they?
2 years. They won it 3 years ago. This will be the second year in a row.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
I thought it was longer than that.
No, but they've been in the final four for 25 years in a row. But not this year, it looks like, unless a miracle happens.
Well, they'll make the tournament.
No, but I mean,
you can go from there, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Yeah, no. All right, they're having a rough season.
You know, I'm just following a little bit of after stories of the Super Bowl, and you see these stories. Did Shanahan cost the 49ers the game and all of this stuff? Where have these guys been all year? This has been the MO for the 49ers all the time. When they were blowing the Ravens bugle saying how great they were to come back and beat the 49ers, it was like deja vu all over again. It was Groundhog Day all over again on Groundhog Day with the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. They played the Ravens. They had the opportunity. They threw the ball instead of running the ball, and their defense fell apart in the second half. I think it was kind of like the same thing. So where have these guys been? Don't they get paid to follow these teams?
Yeah, everybody said that when they went to the passing game instead of the ground game.
They've done it before.
Yeah.
That's the problem. This isn't the first time they've done it. When they lost to the Ravens, they did the same thing. When they lost to Seattle, when they lost to Atlanta, when they lost those games at the end of the games, the defense fell apart. Teams went right down the field on them. This isn't the first time it's happened. I mean, I don't watch a heck of a lot of football, but like you said yesterday, before the Super Bowl, I said they're going to go to sleep in the second half. That's what they have to avoid. Bingo. Where have these guys been? Yeah. Not one of them said it in any of the 87-hour walk-up to the Super Bowl that the 49ers have to avoid these lapses in the second half. They have to stay with the ground game when they have a lead. Nobody said that. Are we that good or are they that bad?
It's a combination of both. No, yeah, it's another week to baseball, right?
Next Tuesday, some of them open up. Not open up, but the camps open up, and thank God for that.
And I've been checking the Boston Red Sox news every day, and you're right. There's nothing about a manager in there.
I don't know what they're going to do. But I know the big story for the first 2-3 weeks of camp is going to be the cheating. I know that's going to be the story. And the shame of the matter is going to be that people seriously think that the Astros are the only team that did it.
Well,
and they're waiting for the players to apologize. Yeah, well, you know, what am I going to apologize for? You know, the pitcher can stand there and tell you he's throwing a pitch. You still have to hit it.
Yeah.
Everybody knew what Mariano Rivera was going to throw. You didn't need any espionage to find that out. How'd that work out?
Yeah, one pitch.
Everybody knew what Nolan Ryan was going to throw. How'd that work out?
Oh gosh, one pitch, amazing.
The joke. It's just something to stir the pot.
Right.
But stir the pot they will in camp. That'll be the number one question in every camp this year.
Well. We're not that far off from it, so.
Thank goodness.
I know. Where's the doldrums? Because all the teams we like to cover really stink now.
That's okay. Well, the story this year is going to be, are the Yankees as good as their hype?
We'll find out.
There was talk yesterday of them getting Chris Bryant from the Cubs.
Who's Chris Bryant?
All-star third baseman from a couple years back. He didn't have such a good year his last 2 years, and now the Cubs are looking to deal him, and the Yankees are looking to buy him. So we'll see how that works out. It's my old adage. If this guy's supposed to be that good, why would you be getting rid of him? That's the old thing, but hopefully the Yankees won't bite the bait because there's got to be something wrong.
Yeah. All right, Mike, I'll check with you mañana.
I'll be here.
All right, take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Yep. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.